Life insurance. What's your excuse for putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think your work coverage is enough? There's a lot of excuses for putting off life insurance, but one big reason why you shouldn't. If the unexpected were to happen to you, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' tuition, and all the other bills? In a time of grief, the last thing you would want is for your family to have to sell the house and struggle to survive financially. At Ethos, we could get you covered in just 10 minutes, and boom, family protected. Rates can increase the longer you wait, so no more excuses. Take 10 minutes today and discover the modern way to get the life insurance coverage you need. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethoslife.com/audio. That's ethoslife.com/audio.
I want to start off with a thought exercise, if I could, Mr. Brind'Amour. The NBA is doing an in-season tournament. They're giving out something called the NBA Cup. Some regular season games go into a separate category. They go in the regular standings as well. They go into a separate category, and by the before Christmas, as a matter of fact, by this weekend, they're going to give out an NBA Cup. It is just something else to play for. Would you be in favor of an in-season cup-style tournament?
No. Doesn't make any sense to me. Man, we play 82 games for a reason. That's to get the chance to play for the cup. I don't know why you diminish that and try to make something up. What do they get out of it?
They get money. The players get money.
The players get extra money?
Yeah.
They need more of that? So, I'm not. That doesn't make – I mean, do the fans want that? I mean, what do you –
We'll find out. It's very popular in soccer all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense to me.
And I, okay, then we should just move on from. I kind of dig it. I kind of dig the idea of playing for especially because is there a monotony at all in the schedule when you were a player? I mean, even now, as you're a coach, is there a monotony game to game to game to game?
Yeah, I mean that's part of it. But putting a fake tournament that actually doesn't mean anything in the middle of a season, what is that doing? You know, like, I mean, if it was like, okay, you get, if you win that, the points count more, you know, maybe it's instead of 2 points, you get 3 for winning that tournament or, you know, something that it actually helps you, then I would think that would be huge. That'd be, now you got some incentive, but yeah, I don't really get that other one.
I kind of, by the way, I kind of dig extra points for, yeah, just make them worth a point and a half. Right? Multiply by a factor of a half. All right, let's get to the game at hand. Would you take a repeat performance stylistically than you had, like the one you had in Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's tough. Those are tough. And fortunately, this year, when I just look at it, I think I've had one game I was really disappointed in Florida way back when, and the rest, I think we've done. You know, played well and well enough to at least get points out of them. We just haven't been able to, and that was the case the other night. Came out great and did everything you asked of the guys.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're able to get the goal. We've heard that enough, unfortunately, but... And then we gave up maybe two scoring opportunities. They were good ones, but that's not much better you can do. And it's unfortunate that their scoring chances went to their guys that you don't want to get to.
Right.
He's going to put it in the bag of the net, and that's what it is, what it is. And then played a real good game really the rest of the way. I liked everything we were doing. Just, their goalie got the better of us.
Yeah, and your goalie also played well. How impressed were you with the way Ranta played based on not having played in almost 2 weeks and having been on the hook for 8 goals and 14 shots against the Lightning?
Yeah, No, he was good. I mean, like I said, we gave up a couple of early ones, or not early, like chances, and then the rest of the game, I thought we were fine. I thought when we did have a couple, he kept us in the game. I know late in the third, there was a breakaway and made a save on, again, I think it was Connor, but
yep.
Like that gave us a chance to win, and we had plenty of opportunities. We had plenty of chances to get that game in our favor, just didn't go our way.
Normally, when things look the way they did, you don't really make any adjustments to the lines, but you did. You flipped Jordan Martinook and Michael Bunting, and I, for whatever reason, it improved both lines. Because in terms of possession and shots and things like that, I even thought the Staal-Foss line got better with Bunting. And what Jordan Martinook did with Aho and Jarvis, I mean, they became, like, incredibly good in terms of scoring chances after that. Are you going to stay with that?
It might happen. You know, that you're making that little adjustment based on their matchup, who they were playing us against, the speed and all that. So there's a lot of things that go into it, not so much, you know, how we were playing. It's just to maximize it. And, you know, tonight you're going to kind of get the same thing. You know, you got two of the best players in the game, and they play all night, and they're together, not together. They're all over the place. So, it's you don't want to worry about it too much, but you definitely have to sometimes make those little adjustments just to, you know, give yourself that best chance.
So how do you address, because I'm assuming McDavid and Draisaitl will not be together tonight, how does it change how you deploy Staal, Fast, and Martinook?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really, because you're going to more likely get those guys against one of them, and somebody else has to deal with the other guy, right?
Right.
That's basically how that works. So, and because they play a ton, I think generally the whole group's going to have to handle them. But we always talk about the forwards as a matchup, but at the end of the day, it's really the back end
right.
that deals with them the most. So as long as we can get, you know, the majority of the ice time when they're out there with our top D-man out there, then we're not too worried.
Who will be in net tonight?
We're going with Tuch tonight.
And
we got the back-to-back, so it's, you know, we got so many games coming up. We really need both these guys to step up and, you know, give us good efforts.
Based on each of their last outings, you have to feel pretty good about things.
Yeah, no, we know they're capable. It's just they're getting that consistent game out of them and give us an opportunity like we had the other night. If we can get that, I think we're it's all we're asking.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Rod.
It's the gift-giving season, and you're bad at giving gifts. Let Piper Lou help so that people will still love you. Get your bestie a shirt that really captures their personality, like my dog and I talk shit about you. They even have stuff for your coworkers that you don't like, but HR won't let you express how you really feel about them. Get them a 40-ounce tumbler because their skin looks drier than the Sahara Desert, and have it say, I will put you in a trunk and help people look for you. Whatever you need for the holiday season, Piper Lou has your back. Go to PiperLou.com or just Google Piper Lou. L-O-U. You're smart. You can figure it out.